This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the Jet Setter Show, where we explore lifestyle-friendly destinations worldwide. Enjoy and learn from a variety of experts on topics ranging from upscale travel at wholesale prices to retiring overseas, to global real estate and business opportunities, to tax havens and expatriate opportunities. You'll get great ideas on unique cultures, causes, and cruise vacations. Whether you're wealthy or just want to live a wealthy lifestyle, the Jet Setter Show is for you. Here's your host, Jason Hartman.
It's my pleasure to welcome Devorah Reyna to the show. She is the founder of Posh Adventures. They have a unique travel philosophy, and we're going to hear about that. We're going to hear about some great travel tips. She has been living out of a suitcase for about 6 or 7 years. So if you want to get any travel tips on packing light, traveling well, being safe, whatever it is, I think you're going to hear them today. And then we're going to talk a little bit about exotic destinations like Cuba. Now, I visited Cuba about 12 years ago, and it was fascinating. It was like going back in time. It was as if time stopped in 1959 when Castro and communism took over. Communism pretty much stops everything, unfortunately. But it is quite fascinating. So we're going to kind of cover those three broad issues today. Devorah, welcome. How are you?
Hi, Jason. I'm good. Thank you for having me on the show.
Hey, it's great to have you. So give us a little background. And you've really been traveling and living as a nomad for 6, 7 years now?
I have. I started about 6, 7 years ago. And once I started, I caught the travel bug and I haven't stopped since.
So what nationality are you? Are you American? What passport do you carry?
I'm American.
Okay.
But I'm a Salvadorian and a quarter Filipino.
Okay. And so, I mean, how do you deal with just the most basic stuff? I guess this is more a travel tip question, but and we'll get to your company. But since I asked, and we'll go on a little tangent here, you know, how do you deal with like health insurance? Where do you say you live? I mean, you must have to put an address down various times in your life, or just we're all in databases, right? And we're all sort of the system is not set up for people like you that are nomads, is it?
I say that the world is my home. I don't really have an exact home. However, whenever I do need to put down an address, fortunately, I can use the parents' address at times.
Uh-huh. Okay, so your parental units come in handy for that. Where do they live? Like, what state are they in?
Based in Los Angeles.
Okay, so they're in LA. I grew up in Los Angeles. And so, like, you file a tax return, an American tax return, and that's got the LA address on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got
so
it.
Any documentations go over there.
Okay.
Health insurance, I still have. And then I also get travel insurance.
Yeah, yeah, good stuff. And by the way, which travel health insurance company do you use? Because there are a few of them out there that offer this interesting international insurance. I always wonder, I got that once, and I always wondered, you know, Devorah, if I ever had to make a claim, God forbid, would they even cover it? Are these reputable companies? Or, you know, I don't know.
Trust me, it works. It's very important. I use World Nomads. They tend to be pretty good. Mm-hmm. I've tried several different companies, but I think it's very essential to have travel insurance.
And when you say travel insurance, you mean travel health insurance?
Travel health insurance. I usually get that. I'm a very adventurous person, so I like to get ones that are the adventure package that kind of take care of everything. And that takes care of medical, lost luggage, your flight delays, anything that can happen with that. And for me, I seem to be accident prone, especially when traveling. It's come in handy.
Yeah, yeah. So you've actually had to see a doctor. Did you sprain an ankle or break a bone or something? Or what happened?
I have actually had a really bad motorbike accident in Tanzania where the bus threw me off the road.
Wow.
So if it wasn't for the health insurance, you have to pay out of pocket. And afterwards, when you go home, you keep your receipts, submit the proper paperwork, and the travel insurance should reimburse you for everything.
I can't imagine the medical care in Tanzania would be very good.
Let's just say what you see on TV, it's a lot worse. We're talking about, and I had the accident in a little village where these were dirt floors.
Wow.
No roof. And over there, they have this kind of no pain, you shouldn't cry, you should be very tough.
Uh-huh, right.
At that point, I was like, I need to go to a real hospital.
Wow. Wow. I hope they wash their hands before they...
I was very afraid. God. I had a bunch of about six Africans peeping into the room. I don't think they had even seen a foreigner there. But luckily, once I got back, everything was covered.
Wow. That's just crazy. Glad you're okay. Okay. So what is your favorite company for this type of insurance again?
I would say World Nomads.
World Nomads. Okay, mm-hmm. Great. Okay, good. Give us a little bit of your background. Tell us how and when you started Posh Adventures, and then we'll dive into some more travel tips.
So I've been living out of suitcase for 7 years, and I generally do solo traveling. And there are just times when I'm just really tired and I just want everything taken care of. So I've done all types of tours, budget, conventionals, etc. So I was traveling around Southeast Asia and I decided to do a tour in Vietnam. And it was through a hostel. So I was a little bit iffy because it generally was a younger crowd and I had just turned 30. But I decided, okay, let me just give this a go. And it was awesome. The activities we did were really fun. However, they put 17 of us in a hostel room, which was not fun. And the group just wanted to drink dollar beers at the hostel bar. They wanted just to party hard. Whenever I go to a new city, I like to check out the clubs. I like to check out the history, the culture of a place. But I also have a little bit more money to spend. And although I had a blast, I just wanted to be around people closer to my age. So when I went home, I started Googling tours for 30-year-olds. And I really couldn't find anything. I mean, you have other budget tour companies that say they cater to 35-year-olds, but they generally attract a younger crowd. And I'm not sure if this is because of the price or the reputation that they have. Mm-hmm. But I just felt like there was a neglected market for these type of people. And so that's when I decided to create Posh Adventures.
Okay, so you want something a little more posh, but not old and stuffy. And there's a lot of old and stuffy out there. Tell us your target market for Posh Adventures.
We specialize on solo travelers, people in their 30s, 40s. And of course, if you're a mature 20-year-old or young at heart 50-year-old, we welcome you as well. We're just trying to bring like-minded individuals. There's actually a term for these type of travelers, and they're known as posh packers. And this is kind of where I got the name Posh Adventures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good, good. And by the way, I didn't ask you the fundamental question I usually start off with on these interviews, especially because you're a nomad and this is the Jet Setter Show. Where are you located today?
I'm in Berlin, Germany.
Great city. I love Berlin. Good stuff.
Yeah. It's pretty late right now, but I'm excited to be here and doing this interview.
Okay, good. Basically, you've done a few tours so far. Cuba, you've got Croatia coming up. That's part of Yacht Week. Not exactly, I think, but you know, part of it sort of alongside Yacht Week, I believe. Then you've done another one as well, right?
Nicaragua, Croatia, and Cuba. We have Mexico City that's coming, and next destinations we're looking at is Morocco, Sri Lanka. Yeah.
Fantastic. Good stuff. Well, share with us some of your favorite travel tips and ideas, you know, some of the stuff you've learned. It's always better to learn from someone else's experience and, you know, avoid mistakes or just be better prepared. So you've been traveling for a long, long time. I mean, you really haven't had a home, a real home in 6 or 7 years, huh?
I haven't. That's why I say that the world is my home.
Wow.
And I'm actually settling down in Berlin until January. So This is the most I'll stay in one location.
Okay. So before Berlin, what was like your longest stay in one place, in one actual house or apartment? Not city, but house or apartment without moving?
Maybe LA, I would go 3 months out of the year. I have been constantly on the road.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Okay, good.
It can be tiring. So there are very important tips while doing these type of traveling.
Yeah. Everybody wants to hear some best practices. So go ahead and dive in. Start wherever you like.
Number one, what we have spoken about before is the travel insurance. I think a lot of people have that mentality that it's not going to happen to them. And of course, we don't want accidents like the one I had in Tanzania. So it's pretty cheap. You still pay out of pocket, but once you do all the, you know, send all your documents, then you should be fully reimbursed. Number two, I would say, is don't sit around waiting for people to start your traveling journey. It's one thing I've noticed over the past 7 years is that many people like to come up with reasons why they can't travel. It's always too expensive or they can't get time off of work. So I would say, don't be afraid. Just book that flight, that trip. If you start hesitating and start questioning yourself, you're always going to find a reason not to do it. This was the best advice I got from a friend when I first started traveling, and I never looked back once I started. So now I just pack my bags and head to anywhere in the world that I'm interested in.
That's fantastic. You know, I think that is a super important tip. Your life is just going to grow and get bigger and better, and you're going to grow if you just stop trying to wait for everybody else, because people are just never going to get in line. You got to just dive in, and as Nike says, just do it.
Yeah, exactly. And that leads to my third tip. Don't be afraid. You're never going to be alone. I think a lot of people are scared to start traveling by themselves, whether it's safety reasons or they feel they're going to be lonely. But in my years of solo traveling, I've learned that if you just put yourself out there, you're never going to be alone. Plus, when you're traveling solo, it's always easier to strike up a conversation with a complete stranger, and you're more approachable. So I would say head to your local bar, coffee shop, and strike up that conversation. And you'll realize that a lot of travelers are in the same boat as you.
Do you speak any other languages?
Hablo español.
Okay. And that's it. So, and wow.
And ich spreche Deutsch.
Yeah. Okay. A little bit of German. How have you found the language issue? How many countries have you been to so far?
I have been to 69 and counting.
Okay. Good. I'm at 81, so I'm a little ahead of you, but you've stayed a lot longer than I have. You know, I must admit, I even counted one, and it was Guatemala. We were in Belize. And we walked across the border, cleared customs, and went to lunch, had a beer, and explored around for a little while and walked back. And I counted that one. So maybe it's only 80. But yeah. So 69 countries and really just one language other than English, and then, you know, maybe a little bit of German. So you've been to a lot of places where they don't speak any language you speak. Any tips on that or experiences you want to share as to how it's been?
At least try to learn the basics, the hello, good morning, very basic phrases, and it can help you a lot. Just learning those maybe five important, where is this located, or simple words can help you so much, because I have been in places where they don't speak any English. Also, sometimes I'm carrying around some type of translator can help.
Like Google Translate or something like that, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Fantastic. All right. Give us a couple more tips if you would.
Yeah, sure. I would always say pack a carry-on with two extra pairs of clothes, extra underwear, makeup if you're a girl, and some toiletries. If you're unfortunate and you get your luggage lost, which has happened to me several times, it's great to have extra spare clothes and not waste time going shopping and spending money. Sure. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So do you actually check a bag? Like, I just don't even check a bag. I almost never, ever check a bag unless I'm doing a trade show or something where I need to bring some business stuff. Do you check a bag?
I do, but it depends on how long I'm traveling, the length of the trip. Uh-huh. If it's about a month, I can do a carry-on. However, sometimes I go and travel for 5 months, and it's just easier for me to have a medium-sized bag. Mm-hmm. Plus, face, I'm a female. I need a little bit more stuff.
A little bit more stuff. Got it. Yeah. Good stuff. Okay. Anything else?
Yes. I would say also with that, space bags. I'm just a huge proponent of space bags. These bags are huge space savers, and they're an easy way to pack all your favorite clothes while taking up half the space in your luggage.
Now, are those the kind that are the clear kind that you roll and mm-hmm. push the air out? Are those the type you're talking about?
Yes. Okay. And especially if you're heading to a cold destination and you have bulky jackets and sweaters, very beneficial to have these.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, good.
As far as other tips, I would say as a female solo traveler, be careful about your surroundings. Act as though you belong there for safety reasons. Always look like you have a destination that you're going to. Don't be too flashy. Just kind of try to blend in.
Yeah, I think that's very good advice.
Yeah, and if you're feeling like you're in a dangerous situation, you have to be smart and avoid certain, you know, don't go walking in the alley that's, empty in the middle of the night. Just be smart about certain things.
Yeah, obviously. And that falls under the whole other category of just general crime prevention and common sense. Hey, before we wrap it up, tell us about your Cuba tour that you did real quick.
Cuba is just an amazing, amazing country. And I would have to say, not only about the destination, but what really made the trip was the group. Everyone in the group was about the same age. We're going through similar life stages, which made our communication more meaningful. We had a lot of fun, were responsible, and appreciated each other's time. And we enjoyed all the same activities and were pretty open-minded regarding new experiences. So, like, we had salsa dancing classes, which was super fun. And that led us to practice even more at this rave cave. Yes, a club that was inside a cave. It was awesome.
Wow.
Most people, when they fly into Havana, they generally stay around that area. And with the shortage of internet and information, it's kind of difficult to get around. So to see the different side of Cuba, you would have to leave the capital. And to do it on your own, you wouldn't see half the things that you would with a tour, as well as get to know more about the culture from your local guide. So, for example, we went to Vinales, which is just absolutely beautiful. There's just like crazy rock formations everywhere. And it's famous for its tobacco plantations. And here you can learn how to roll a cigar, and we smoked it afterwards. One of my other favorite spots was Trinidad. And this is on the other side of the island. And a lot of people don't actually make it here, but it's a gorgeous place. It has 15th century Spanish architecture and cobblestone streets. And so many cool, like, adventurous activities to do over there. So I would say if it's your first time in Cuba, I highly, highly recommend taking a tour. It just makes the process a lot easier.
Yeah, fantastic. Good stuff. Give out your website and tell people where they can find out more.
You can book a tour on www.posh-adventures.com.
That's posh-adventures.com. Devorah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Jason, for having me.
Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to check out hartmanmedia.com for appropriate disclaimers and terms of service. Remember that guests' opinions are their own, and if you require specific legal or tax advice or advice in any other specialized area, please consult an appropriate professional. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode.